bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So I've got some guests coming up after this first segment. But I wanted to talk to you about something that has come to my attention. And it's a little different, but it's also the topic we're going to be talking about. It's a little different because it's not something you think about unless you want to do it. And it's not something you think about later on in life. And that's children. We do a lot in America. We do a lot of complaining. We do a lot of planning. We do a lot of voting. But what we don't do is worry about the children. And I don't mean children as it relates to, you know, kids that are killed, the 7-year-old that was abducted, the 4-year-old who was killed. I'm talking about before you even think about doing anything, having a child. Have you thought about taking care of you? Most people haven't. Most people think that they decide they want to have a child. It's only then that they actually start thinking about what they eat and what they drink and how they do all this other stuff. And by then, it's probably too late. How we need to get young girls, preteen, teen, a young adult, to take care of their bodies just in case they decide they want to have children. Because the issue, and we're going to talk about it today, the issue is not
before. It's right before they have the baby. It's the birth of the baby. It's the care of the baby before it's been born, as it's being born, and after. And you know, the only thing that tells that is mortality. The only thing that tells that, that reflects that, is what's called the maternal mortality rate. In 2023, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention did a study on maternal mortality rates. That means deaths of children at or immediately after birth. And so we're so big at being number one, but then there's another one. We're number one. Asian women, the mortality rate, the maternal mortality rate for Asian women is 10.7 per 100,000 births. That's less than 0.1%. Let me see, 1%. 10% is 10,000. 1% is 1,000. 10% of 1,000 is 100. Right. For Hispanic women, it's 12.4 infant deaths per 100,000 live births. There's a death. 12.4 for Hispanic. White women, 14.5. 14.5. So think about that. For every 100,000 kids, and you know more than 100,000 kids are born each and every day. Well, maybe not every day. But in the country, you know more than 100,000 kids are born. White women is 14.5. What do you think the maternal mortality rate for black women is in 2023? With Asian women at 10.7, with Hispanic women at 12.4, with white women at 14.5, what would you think the black maternal mortality rate is? I mean, if you want to hit me on the talking text line, go ahead and do that. You can hit me on the YouTube chat. Go ahead. What do you think the maternal mortality rate? And let me tell you what it is again. At birth, for every 100,000 live births, for every 100,000 in white women, 14.5 deaths. Hispanic women, 12%. Asian women, 10%. What are black women? Just an idea off the top of your head. What do you think that number is? LaRon on the chat said, on the YouTube chat said 25%. I'm sorry, 25 per 100,000 births. But think about that. We've got guests coming in today. We're going to talk about prenatal care. It's something I have to admit, that's something that never crossed my mind. It crossed my mind right before we had kids, while we were having kids, and after they were grown, you know, like 5, 6, 7, it never crossed my mind again. And you have to ask yourself, why? Is it that we don't care? Is it that we don't need to know? Precious Beverly Ann said, 65%. 65 per 100,000. I see X there shaking his head. I don't know if he's rocking the music or going, I agree. He's probably like, I agree. You have to admit, 10 per 100,000 is atrocious for Asian women. In 2023, at an age and time where medical intervention is key at every step of your life, 10 children dying out of 100,000, I think, is too much. The number for Black women in maternal mortality was 50.3, the highest. It only decreased for women 25 to 39 and 40 and older between 22 and 23. That means that our children age 24 and under, teen pregnancies, where you're not taking care of yourself, where you're not getting medical care, your babies are dying. And nothing's perfect, so I'll go out on a limb. To 95% of maternal mortality is preventable. We just have to ask ourselves one question. What about the babies?
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. So, I got some folks in the studio who I've been waiting to talk to for, I don't know, 2 months. I called and asked them to come on, and Ebony said, no, you got to wait. No, I'm just kidding. I have two guests. They're from the Outreach Community Health Centers. I don't know if I want to go around. Every single time I go near there, it's all women working. I'm like, that might be the place I want to come hang out. But anyway.
I think your frat works there.
So my guests are Carrie Wilson. She's director of clinical operations, which is clearly something I could never do. And they laughing at me already. Wow, I can't even get even going. She's been a champion for underserved and marginalized communities in southeastern Wisconsin for over 30 years, even though she only looks like 24. She's committed to the success of her community and understands that each of us always plays a part in ensuring that. She has a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology and Communications from Wisconsin Lutheran College. That's what's up. I'm a Concordia, so I get it. A master's in community counseling and psychology. She's also held various positions, has worked with juvenile justice and child welfare. Where was you 2 years ago? In Milwaukee. Woo, Lord. Mental health, AODA, Head Start, and hospice, and on and on and on. But then we have Mydra Lee, prenatal care resource coordinator. Holds a master's degree in social work with emphasis in trauma-informed care. I should have been calling you to talk to you after my 30 years in law enforcement. Bachelor's Science in Social Work from UWM. Strong foundation in evidence-based practices. Mydra is committed to delivering compassionate, person-centered care, something I could never do because my personality and 30 years of law enforcement is like everything's...
Come visit us.
No. I've been to that building. That building's so big, I get lost walking into the garage. But it's great to have you here. You ladies work at one of the premier... I can never remember what they're called, the health...
FQHC.
The FQ... What is that?
We're federally qualified health care facility.
And basically that means?
We get funding from the federal government in order right. to sustain the care that we provide. So we supplement a lot of mm-hmm. what people can't afford because of the funding we receive.
And that means anybody can go there?
Absolutely.
Okay. So.
Okay. Oh, I'm so close.
You're talking on radio.
Wow. Just transferred from Ebony to... Okay. All right. Trouble. You going to be trouble too?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
I know that means yes, but okay. and so you basically help anyone and everyone.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Insurance, no insurance.
Yep.
They're here to help. Many times you can stabilize people who may get hurt and say, I need help. And they can come there and receive help and then maybe call an ambulance and take them to a mm-hmm.
yes.
you know, a different tiered hospital and all that. Mm-hmm. But you're that everyday, that person that does the follow-up, that person that mm-hmm. says, hey, did you do what we asked you to do? Did you take your pills? Did you? And then sometimes I have a question, so I can just come in
stop by
and ask. Okay. I'm going to need you to talk louder. So do I need to make her mad to talk louder?
No.
Okay.
No, because my voice gets very high, so no one will hear me.
Absolutely. I could do that too. We could be twins today. And so today, you guys are here to talk about something that I never thought about. Having two children, I never thought about anything remotely close to prenatal until you think about having children.
Mm-hmm.
You have it, and then they get older, and you don't really think about it. You don't really kind of go, You know, you think about, you know, their teens and then their tweens and all that, and you just go on, and you never really revert back to what are we doing in society that we don't train people to take care of children mm-hmm. before they have them. Like, that's just the weirdest thing. Like, within 9 months of having a child, I actually want to send you to a class to do something that you probably should have been working on for about 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got an event coming up, and I thought it was unique because the event is really going to show the connection between maternal health, prenatal care, and early childhood. And so in my open, I was talking about that. I said, how is it we missed that 2 years prior to getting pregnant, being pregnant, having a child, and then getting to, it's like all of a sudden we think terrible twos. And there's a lot in there health-wise
mm-hmm.
that we miss that right. nobody ever really goes into. Okay, let me see if I remember it. Casey?
Carrie.
Okay. I'm terrible at names. That's why I asked you what your name was. Tell me about yourself and tell me why this particular topic is so important.
For me, I've been part of the social service area in Milwaukee for, like I said, 30 years. And I've worked with mothers who have been at their most fragile points, mm-hmm. having worked in child welfare.
And when you say fragile, in what way?
Fragile in that they're scared mm-hmm. for themselves. They're scared for their children. They're scared for the future of their families.
Right.
And they're struggling. Anytime you're involved with child welfare, that's a struggle.
Okay.
Anytime your kids are involved with juvenile justice, that's a struggle. So for me to have the opportunity to work on the beginning end, mm-hmm. it's an honor to be able to support mothers and women who are new parents or intend to be parents, mm-hmm. And ensuring that they get the support and guidance that they need to be the best possible selves and the best parents that they can be. So.
Okay. Name?
Miger.
Miger.
Yes.
Like Maya, but Miger.
Yes.
Beautiful. Tell me about how you got into the whole social work scene.
I went to school for social work. Didn't really know really what I wanted.
Like every other person in
yes.
college.
Okay. I actually wanted to do like community organizing, but then, you know, that's so broad. And so right. The mentor that was mentoring me, he has suggested social work. And so when I was doing it, during that time, I got pregnant with my daughter at a young age. And throughout my pregnancy, you know, I did have a prenatal care coordinator, which was really helpful. And so to be able to get basic pregnancy education from this person really helped me because I didn't know what a well child checkup is. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that I had to continue those checkup throughout my child's lifespan, you know, and so it really did help me. So I've been doing prenatal care coordination for about 15 years. It's something special. It really, really helped me assist moms, like Carrie said, at their lowest or, you know, sometimes just to navigate like the pregnancy stages to make sure that they're taken care of, to make sure that they have resources that's available to them if they are eligible for resources, you know, things like that. So it really is a humbling experience and to be able to assist these patients or to assist these moms.
And so you like to assist them. Why create a mini health conference?
So the whole purpose of that mini healthcare is to make sure that we continue to promote preventative care. If we start early, it empowers individuals to really take charge of their health at an earlier stage. And a lot of times, you know, we believe that healthy starts, especially through lifestyle changes such as nutrition, education, or access to resources can really lead to a healthier start.
So is this how community, how outreach community health is different in their approach and how they deal with healthcare?
I think so. Outreach is really healthcare with a heart. That's our goal. Mm-hmm. We want to see people get the best care that they can and the most holistic approach. So it's more than just about ensuring that they see the doctor. But if they need some kind of social service, we right. provide that. If it's mm-hmm. some kind of emotional support, we mm-hmm. provide that. If it's some kind of education opportunity, we can event, create, finesse, partner with someone else. We do that.
All right. So then why the theme? Why is it healthy hearts, healthy starts, healthy hearts?
So the theme really emphasizes on healthy starts. Right. Mm-hmm. Healthy starts from the beginning, which is pregnancy, especially in a human's life. And
well, but would it start before that? I mean, if you're thinking about having a child.
Yes, it does start
like
before
how,
that.
So I am an adult now and I'm thinking yes. about having a kid. I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I know I got to be
right.
But
you know,
but when do I really start thinking about that?
So I think healthy start, it can start anytime. Mm-hmm. Some people may start later on in life, but if we can catch them earlier on in their life, especially, mm-hmm. you know, at the beginning with pregnancy, then that person or that child can actually start and have a healthy lifestyle versus waiting like some of us who may not know or who may not have the resources and start at a later age. It really emphasized, you know, starting healthy habits early. Whether it's nutrition, regular exercises, managing stress, regular checkup, you know, it does start with like small choices that we make every day. And so even though we may not have that opportunity to start earlier on in life, why not give it to our child or why not start with our pregnancy so that our child, that child can become a person who have a healthier lifestyle.
Okay. Yeah. So if I'm a woman, I'm going to mm-hmm. use myself as an example in a room full of all women. if I'm a woman and I think I want to have a child and I'm preparing for pregnancy, mm-hmm. the thing that grabs me is the preparing for pregnancy piece. Where in a girl/teen/woman should they start recognizing I may have a baby one day? Is that where preparing for it starts? Or is it like you said, like you did? You found out, oh, mm-hmm. I'm pregnant. Now I got to do all this stuff and change my food and all that.
For me, as a mother to a 25-year-old, I've been talking to her about being a mom since she was a little girl.
Okay.
And, you know, whenever we would have kids come over mm-hmm. and she would get to babysit, you know, when they leave, I'd be like, how was it? You know, did you? And she'd like, no, I don't. I don't.
Not me.
Yeah. So now that she's 25 and she's an ER nurse, we talk about it all the time. She works at St. Joe's and she talks about how young girls come in and they're using the ER for birth control STD exams and things like that. So as a community, we owe our kids the opportunity to have those discussions as early as possible and be invested in what that experience is for them, and encourage our young girls to understand that being a woman is not defined by your community or your family. It's defined by every individual woman, because being a mom is not for everyone. But knowing that and recognizing that early, that's very important.
And so who's going to come to the conference?
So it is open to the community.
Can I come?
Yes, you can definitely come. Fathers and dads are encouraged to come. Mm-hmm. Providers, especially caretakers, are encouraged to come. We will have professionals. We will have mental health specialists, nutritionists, dietitian. They will come and do hands-on workshops and things like that. So it is open to the community.
So am I hearing kids, I know I'm walking into a mine. Kids can affect your mental health. I mean, I'm not even talking about the postpartum depression. I'm talking about the fact that you have children, and now you have this added stress. It's already stressful for me, taking care of me, and now I have to take care of a kid.
Absolutely.
How do I deal with that mental health? How do I deal with the mental health piece of while I'm pregnant, getting to the end?
I think there's a lot of stressors. A lot of times, folks, you know, there is a stigma behind mental health.
Right.
Even now. And so by being able to utilize some of the resources that we have, being able to have a person who you can actually just vent to, who's not biased, can really eliminate some of that stress. Now, sometimes mental health can go beyond the talk therapy. And it is, maybe you may need medication to stabilize your mood. But a lot of times it is just talk therapy that folks are looking for. Maybe they're just looking for that outlet. And so by coming to these type of conferences, it's healthy, it's helpful, knowing that we have resources at our, center. Or if we don't have the resources, we are able to refer them out. So just to eliminate some of those stressors.
So I've got like what, three or four? What did y'all call them? Q whatever.
QFACs.
Okay. I'll never get that. You got hospitals. You got urgent care centers. You got all that stuff. Why is outreach different? What's their approach to patient care, healthcare?
It's the holistic approach. It's ensuring that any service you need is available to you. Like I said, we don't have, we're willing to partner with other organizations to ensure that we can meet people's needs. Okay. One of the reasons why I wanted to be a part of outreach was because I've always had faith in what outreach can do. I've sent people to outreach even before I worked there. It was always go there. Someone there can help you. If they don't know, they'll figure it out. And now being a part of that outreach team, I still believe that we'll get it figured out. Just come, reach out to us, and we'll do whatever we can to help you meet your needs.
All right. We are talking to, see if I get it right, Mydra Lee and Carrie Wilson. Hey, a broken clock is right twice a day. That was my two. from Outreach Community Health Centers, we are talking about their healthy starts, healthy hearts. You know, it seems like everything with outreach has to do with hearts. You know, your logo has a heart.
We have hearts.
Some of y'all.
No, all of us.
and when we come back, I really want to dive into the actual event. And talk about how it can influence long-term outcomes. Mm-hmm. Like now that I went and I go, what's the goal? And when I'm gone, what can I expect to happen if I'm pregnant, right? And also I want to dive into the healthcare legislation. Things are changing so fast. Ironically, I was listening to a business show talking about how some of the meds, they're up, and now they're open, and now you can make generic ones. Well, how do you know which generic ones to take? That's some stuff where you can go, because I know Outreach has pharmacists. You can go there and say, I don't know what this is. So I want to dive into this event when we come back. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Our guests are from Outreach Community Health Centers. Prenatal care. We'll be right back.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Our guests are from Outreach Community Health Centers. Healthy Starts, Healthy Hearts is going to be an event on Thursday, July 31st, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Why 3:30? Like, y'all just pick random time. It's 3:30. It's 3:30. Y'all going to break for lunch or something? And
we do have lunch. Me?
Why should you turn on the microphone? Like,
we do have lunch because you asked about the 3:30. We want to give people.
But
the
can't
whole
nobody day. See you, so it's like this peripheral okay. voice.
And, it is from and, above,
and,
from
Lala, in Lala,
the heart above. Yes.
And so, 220 West Capitol Drive. People can show up now. They need to register. They can go to your website, and it's ochc-milw.org/healthyhearts. Healthy Starts, or they can probably just call.
They can call.
In the same way.
They can.
Carrie Wilson, Director of Clinical Operations, along with... You got to let me say it. She's so used to people getting it wrong. Myjor Lee, Prenatal Care Resource Coordinator. It's funny, in a lot of organizations, we always tend to want to talk to the CEOs and the presidents and the director of this and the medical doctor of that. But usually in healthcare, it's the boots on the ground that actually get the work done and knows where all the nuances are. And so I wanted to talk to both of you about, you've got this event coming, and I don't want to get beat up. Is it really that important to get routine, you know, mm-hmm. well checks and all that stuff? And I mean, you know, I mean, you think about it, your body is made to hold a baby long as you have nutrition, you eat right. But what are some of those issues that people are having that's causing such a disparity? I was on the CDC's website, and Asian women are at like 10.4% for the mortality rate. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, maternal mortality rate. Black women are at 50%, at 50 per 100,000. That is an astronomical difference. The closest is white women at 14 mm-hmm. per 100,000. If you think about the population of America being at 367 million people, that's a lot of children that aren't making it simply because of prenatal care. That you could probably have that easily by simply getting help. Yep. And so I'm at this program, okay? I show up, I'm there. What am I going to take away with me once I go? Because we always talk about programs and, you know, we got the program and it's on Thursday the 30th, you know, the 31st of July, and we're going to be there and all that. But now I'm leaving, what should I take with me? What am I going to be able to take?
I think some of the things that folks can take back, or like their take back, is some of the free screenings or some of the screenings that we offer at Outreach, in addition to some of the programs that we have. Like Kara had mentioned earlier, we do have a lot of services there. I would consider it like a one-stop shop, just because there's mental health, there's homelessness, there is our pharmacy. We also have the MCW residency program that is stationed there as well, too. So there's a lot of things, a lot of resources that patients can really benefit from it. Another important factor resource that's going to be there is our partner, Food for Health, who does nutritional meals for our pregnant moms. They are also going to be there, and they will also be offering their support as well as their services that they offer to pregnant moms. And so right now we have a collaboration with them. They're an amazing partner where for each pregnant mom, they do provide 10 meals per week up until 10 weeks postpartum. And these meals are healthy meals, especially it's geared towards moms who have who has gestational diabetes. But at the same time, it is also for moms who may have some food disparity or some, you know, or may be a mom who's busy, who can't make meals for herself. And so the meals does really help. And so it's they will be there. And so those are some of the take back. We have some very important speakers that's going to be there. One of our keynote speaker is Dominique Johnson, who is the mayor's wife. She's going to be there. She's going to talk about practices and provide some feedback on how choices that we make can change a person's lifestyle. So
then how are you going to be able to change a person's habits? You know, I've been eating this way for X amount of decades, and now I show up and you're telling me,
like, you're doing it wrong.
You know, like, you may have diabetes because of your diet.
Mm-hmm.
You may have inherited it, but you really don't know, because you probably don't even know you have diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things can affect you, along with high blood pressure and all those things, preeclampsia. So you're able to go to somebody and basically screen them and tell them these are the things that you need to fix, right?
Right.
And so right now, the government helps, you know, the state, the county, you have partners and things of that nature. But legislation, we don't know where it'll be 10 years from now. So what type of plans are in place in terms of the commitment by outreach to really say wherever it changes? Because I know, you know, you're kind of wedged between, you're not a hospital, you're not an ER, you're not a level one trauma center, but you still have to have all the stuff they have just in case somebody, you know, something bad happens. How are you going to deal with the changing legislation that's going on?
I think for outreach, what we've really been trying to do is just be very aware.
Mm-hmm.
We're constantly talking about what we hear from the administration. We just met on Monday where we're just troubleshooting how we're going to move forward. And the goal for us is just to be patient,
okay,
keep doing what we're been doing until we find out that we absolutely need to do something different. And because we have such an intelligent, strong team of leaders, we're open to problem solving any situation that comes our way. And because we're connected with so many different partners in the Milwaukee area, I think we're going to be in a position to overcome whatever challenge administration puts before us. We won't have a hot problem.
Myger Lee and Carrie Wilson, thank you so very much. They're from Outreach Community Health Centers. You got to be there. That's on Thursday, July 31st, 2025, 9 a.m. to 3:30, 220 West Capitol. That's the main building for Outreach Community Health Centers. And they're having the Healthy Starts, Healthy Hearts. If you know anybody who's thinking about having a child, in the midst of having a child, or has already recently had one, because I'm sure they can offer some great insight, but also they may be having some challenges as well, you need to be here. So thank you, ladies. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
So in like, you know, like a maybe 3-4 weeks, you all will tell me how it went and call me or something. Send me a smoke signal or something. That, let me know how it went. I might have to creep through and take
come,
a peek.
We would
by.
Love to have you
and see.
That'd bring your whole team.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. She's good at that, just telling people what to do. Bring your team.
She is.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Healthy Starts, Healthy Hearts program is going to be on Thursday, July 31st. 9 a.m. till 3:30, 220 West Capitol Drive. If you think you're going to miss the building, you're not. Because they took the whole block.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
See if I can get the break right. Most people don't even know the name of this song. And then this is the part right here. You got to play your air guitar. You're listening to Truth of the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. Just trying to check the chat. So we keep, and thank you, Sir Chance, for that. He said, great opening subject matter. We forget that we always blame everything on it's systemic racism. Well, it's not. It's what you put in your mouth. And then you want to try to blame, well, there's no food. Well, there is food. We've got food banks everywhere. We've got neighbors. We've got all sorts of things. Is it going to be tough? Absolutely. I think of the sacrifices my mother made to make sure we ate. And many times, and it wasn't until I was adult feeding my children that I thought about the fact that there were many nights my mother didn't eat because she fed us. So I get it. But then you have to get it. That means if you need help, if you need something, if you need to see where these mothers that are having children, you ask and they'll get mad. Who cares? In the 5 o'clock hour, I'm going to talk about how soft we've become and how safe we've become and how it's starting to ruin the Black community. And, you know, like everywhere, when something that's not good happens, you know what they say, when everybody else gets a cold, right, we get the flu. Because it's always that much worse. You get a little rainfall, a little sprinkle, we get a tornado, a hurricane, or like Alaska right now, the tsunami warnings are going off because they've got issues. They've got more flooding in Texas. 14 people are now dead. And we've got a storm headed to Milwaukee right now. We need to start paying attention to ourselves and helping ourselves and making sure we take care of us. Not in a collective sense, but individually. Then once you're set, then help everybody else. But if you can't take care of you, how would you take care of me? Can I say that in Ebonic vernacular? If you raggedy, I'm going to be raggedy. If you trash, I'm going to be trash. Straighten yourself up, then you can help me. But anyway, 833-212-1017 is the number. Of after my top five at five, I hit the talk and text line and the chat, and we'll see what's going on. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. Pay attention to weather, y'all. It might get worse before it gets better.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.